Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I think there's a sense of frustration. There's a sense of urgency. Just from the standpoint that, you know, a lot of it was self-inflicted. You know, I thought we did a... See, this is what we're talking about, guys. This is what we're talking about. I say fine in this building. You know, it's... our scouting report for them was right on. I mean, they had a couple tendency breakers, but, I mean, for the most part, you knew it was coming. I didn't think, you know, watching the film from a physicality standpoint, wasn't like we just got whooped. You know, I mean, penalties were obviously, you know, got us again. Third down defense got us again, and red zone efficiency, as far as, you know, stopping them in the red zone. It doesn't matter how they get down there. When they're down there, you gotta win those down. Hold them to 3 points, you can't hold them to the seven. So I just think, I mean, it's all correctable. That's the thing. There's definitely not a sense of panic or a sense of woe is us and the sky is falling. It's quit doing dumb stuff and get it corrected. It's all teachable. It's all done. And then it's just, you know, finding ways to make more plays. I mean, you know, that's bottom line. Know your job and then make plays. And I think we need to do a better job of, you know, and I'll speak for myself, just taking on your block and doing, you know, hitting the quarterback just isn't good enough. You know, walking back, being a free runner, knowing I was going to be the free runner. You know, if I tighten down a half yard more, maybe that's a sack fumble versus just a hit on the quarterback. So that kind of stuff is just, you know, for each guy to put that on, to own it and do what you can do to get better and not, you know, get caught up in what it was. I mean, you look at that game and, again, it's I know the score looked bad, but when you watch the film, you know, it's a handful of plays that create that.
But how is it different from last year? Because you heard a lot of the same things last year.
This isn't last year. I don't live in last year. Nothing I can do. Different team, different coach, different players. So it's the NFL. You hear a lot of the same stuff over and over in the NFL every week. And it's the truth. The difference between 5-11 and 11-5 is this much. You know, I hate to break it to the fans and you guys. It's not a big difference. There's not a whole lot of changes you need to make. It's execution. At this level, you know, it's execution and it's guys, you know, making a play here and there to change the tide of the game. You know, they didn't do anything crazy over the top. They executed. You know, Larry made a couple nice grabs over the middle, but other than that, you know, couple PI calls put them down in there, and then they executed. So it's very rarely are you going to see like just pure domination. And that's the difference. And we're just going to keep plugging away. I know, like, it's the outside. I know you got everybody, you know, on the outside looks at the score. We look at the details. And if you fix the details, everything else corrects itself.
Jared, how tough is it now having to go out to Seattle and play those guys?
I mean, would it be any different if we were 2-0? Would it be less tough? No, it's the same thing, right? We don't make the schedules. And now, you know, you got to control what you can control. I don't control the schedules. I don't control who we play. All I know is we got to get on a plane and we got to go win a football game. So from that standpoint, you can't get caught up where you're playing, who you're playing, how you're playing. I mean, look at Jacksonville just won. So, right? I mean, it's the NFL. Everybody has good players. Everybody's here for a reason. It's about detailing your work and then executing and finishing. And when you have a chance, it's 2 weeks in a row. We had momentum coming out of the half. We have to finish that game. That's the bottom line. You can't shoot yourself in the foot. So it doesn't matter where we play. Bottom line, we got to go get a win.
Jared, what's your reaction to Jay's strained hamstring
today? It's football. I mean, people get hurt. It's unfortunate, you know. Jay is a big part of our offense. Obviously, when your starting quarterback goes down, you never want that to happen. So, you know, but again, I mean, it's football. People get hurt. And he's going to do everything he can do to get back to help us win. And now we got to, you know, defensively, we got to go out and make sure we can keep giving the ball back to Jimmy in the offense so they can score points.
Are you relieved, though, Jared? It doesn't sound like it's a very long-term or serious injury that comes
up with. I mean, that's on coach and the thing. I got enough to worry about on my side of the ball. But, yeah, I mean, you're always relieved when it's never – you know, you don't want anybody to have a serious injury. So, but, you know, we got enough to fix on the defensive side, and we're gonna go out and get that done and play as best as we can play come Sunday.
What did based on what you saw in film, how close are you as a unit to sacking the quarterback?
close. I mean, you think we had four or five hits on him. You know, sacks are a funny thing. I know it's like the sexy thing these days, but, you know, you got to earn it, you know. When the ball can come out quick, when the ball, you know, if you're not, again, if you're behind on the scoreboard and they're running the ball and you're worried about play action and stuff like that, you know, you're not typically going to get a whole bunch. But, you know, they did a good job. They max pro'd a lot. We had a lot of chip looks. And through that, we still got some pressure. Again, it's a difference between, you know, a guy being in the right spot where maybe he has to pump that ball one more time and that's a sack versus a quarterback hit. It's a difference between, you know, maybe a half a step on an angle better, converting on a pass rush just this much quicker, you know, or understanding the formation and getting off the ball that much quicker, you know. So it's not big things, and when they come in bunches, you know. So you don't worry about all that stuff. We're more worried about getting W before we worry about how many sacks we get. But, yeah, that is something we need to do because we got to pick our rush up and we got to, you know, get off the field on third down. That's a big part of doing it.
Drew, did you notice any of some of the younger players yesterday, the ones that were on the team last year, have almost a here we go again? And if you do notice that, you have to kind of
stay. I hope not. You know, in those situations, I focus on myself and that, you know, I just continue to play hard, and hopefully people will see that and to pick guys up. I would hope there's no one in this building that has this sense of, you know, woe is me. I mean, they haven't been in the NFL long enough. If you're thinking about the young guys, a lot of crap can happen in this game. I mean, you just take, you know, I was actually talking to someone yesterday about it. Look at Dallas. They had all these high hopes, you know, too, and now they just lost. I mean, this league can change so fast. So games can change so fast. Seasons can change so fast. So I hope no one in this building has that mentality. Just, you know, knowing we've been working at, you know, working these concepts, knowing backed up what they like to do as far as scouting report. And when the tackle left, you know, in hindsight, actually, I'm supposed to just go run out and make the tackle. But, you know, just trying to make a play, honestly. I came, I saw the tackle was gone, I saw the screen was coming, and Carson was looking at me. So I figured put my hands up and see what happens. And, you know, was able to bat the ball straight up, find it, and make a play. But other than that, it's just reactions. And that's you got to get to the point of, guys, you just got to know your job and know your assignment within the play and then react and make plays. And it was just honestly trying to do anything we can do to, you know, have them backed up, if we can get them stopped before. We knew that they wanted to get down and score. They're a team that really wants to go down and score before the half. So we knew it wasn't going to be, you know, probably a whole lot of run or anything from that standpoint. So just trying to make a play to get the ball back to the offense. Absolutely. I mean, when you go into the game with all the tools you need, now it's on us to use them. I mean, let me tell you, trust me, around here the sky is not falling. There's a lot of football left. Let's see where we're at the end of the year. You know, I again, like I said yesterday, I know that this city deserves us to win. I know they want us to win. We want to win for them. We want to win for ourselves. We want positive stories written. You know, we want to sit here and keep talking about why we keep losing games. So. You know, I mean, so it's a long season though, and we're gonna get it done. And you know, like I said, all we can do is enough's been said about it. You just need to go out and win a football game.
Have you ever gone through a crisis of confidence earlier in your career? You know, Kyle seems to be struggling a little bit so far this year, and John sat him down for a while. Do you approach guys like that, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and just.
I didn't know about all that. You know, if a guy comes to me, a lot of things I say and that no one even knows about. You know, if I see a guy struggling, I'll say something. If a guy comes to me, I'll talk with them. I'm always trying to motivate guys, and I've never been a big rah-rah guy. I think the best way to do it is for me to put my pads on every day and go to work. And, you know, if a young guy sees me, who I've been now 12 years out there working every day, hopefully that'll spark some interest. But I'm a firm believer Tony Gonzalez once said, he told me I don't need a bunch of motivational speeches or anything like that. If you're not self-motivated to be the best that you possibly want to be, you know, this probably isn't the business for you. But I don't think we have anybody on that team and that's like that. I mean, I watch guys practice hard, and conversations guys have with coach, that's their business. But yeah, but we're all, everybody on this team is accountable to each other, and that's one thing I do like about it, and that's one thing the coaching staff instills in this team is that you will be accountable to your teammates and yourself, and you got to go to work.